Okay, so talk a little bit about where we stand with Zika. We've had, you know, Zika was one of our top stories of the year. It continues to be a concern. We now have locally acquired Zika in Brownsville, which is south of here on the Texas-Mexico border. What can we learn from what happened this year about what kind of year 2017 will be for Zika here in Texas?
Well, I think for Zika in Texas, it's important that there's been funding approved. The U.S. is a little slow in approving funds for this, so now there's going to be greater awareness. There's going to be greater efforts at prevention of the usual transmission routes. There's significant funding to multiple companies and government agencies developing vaccines for Zika. Probably not coming out in 2017, but I think we're going to see the human trials happen, and it's anticipated that in 2018 there'll actually be a preventative vaccine, maybe even for the people at highest risk, which are pregnant women.
We have already, as you know, had one microcephaly death here in Texas, in Houston, from a woman who got Zika in El Salvador. Is that the inevitable course? Is that going to continue to happen in 2017, in your opinion, or can we move to stop that?
We can move to mitigate it. I think we can decrease the incidence by, again, advocating for women of childbearing age and men who are their partners to take precautions if they travel to Zika, areas of local transmission of Zika, whether it's in Texas or Florida or throughout the Caribbean and South America and parts of the South Pacific and Africa. I think we'll work towards preventing other diseases that are transmitted by mosquitoes by trying to look at ways to control mosquitoes. But inevitably, I think we're going to still see, you know, in areas of local transmission by mosquitoes, I think we're going to still see babies that are going to be born with these birth defects. Recently, there's been deaths that came out that perhaps it's worse early in the pregnancy, but really any time in the pregnancy when the woman is infected, the babies can be born with a range of birth defects, including microcephaly, and sometimes even the babies appear normal on ultrasound and are appear normal at birth, but we're finding out more that perhaps there's still significant risk. So I think we're going to be investigating those things and trying to figure out ways to prevent it.
Now, you're a pharmacist, obviously. You're calling from the College of Pharmacy, and you're speaking out about the nation's pharmacies. What role can pharmacies play in helping mitigate Zika and helping make people aware of it and helping prevent people from getting sick from it?
Yeah, well, I think that pharmacists are one of the most trusted health professionals and one of the most accessible. And so whether, you know, any person who is concerned about Zika could talk to their pharmacist or talk to their doctor. And pharmacists work in places where they sell some of the methods to prevent transmission of Zika. So I think talking to your pharmacist about how to protect yourself against mosquito bites and what types of sprays and repellents are effective and safe in pregnancy, and there are several ways to acquire birth control and other methods of family planning and barrier contraception. All those things are available at pharmacies, and their effectiveness can be adequately described by pharmacists or caregivers.
I've had a lot of people ask me this, and maybe you can't address this, but I've always, why don't we just get rid of Aedes aegypti? I mean, it doesn't do anybody any good. All it does is causes disease. I understand it has no benefits to the ecology. Can we just simply eliminate this particular strain of mosquitoes? Is that possible? Or maybe you don't know, but I'm just curious.
I think that, you know, species other than humans have been around probably a lot longer than us, and it's been very, very difficult. I remember a biology teacher saying we've not eliminated any bacterial species, and it's been difficult to eliminate any sort of, you know, non-mammalian species. There are efforts that can be used and are being investigated to control Zika, such as creating offspring of mosquitoes that can't breed. And so it's possible to do that probably in the areas of highest transmission, but these are really experimental techniques, and I think people are a little wary of genetically altered mosquitoes, even though we'd all be happy not to have them, and of course we'd be happy to not have Zika and other mosquito-borne diseases be transmitted. But I think eliminating a species, despite its lack of usefulness in the ecology, is still needs to be investigated and done so quite carefully.
Doctor, I appreciate your time. Thanks for talking to me today, sir.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye.